Right now at 8:41 on the ticket, we welcome an old friend into the studio, Dr. Carlton Maxwell, who teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas, has authored or co-authored over 4,700 books, and specializes in sports psychology.
Yes,
hi, Dr.
Right.
Maxwell.
Hey, good morning, Craig. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
How's the morning coffee?
Okay.
Gargling.
Well, sounds like he's gagging.
Oh, leave me morning coffee. Have to have it, or else I don't have my caffeine fix. Okay. I would like to talk, if I may, about one particular book, which I think is really taking the spirit read me steam.
Okay.
And that is Jimmy Johnson's Swagger.
Yes.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
You should almost play a stinger sound after that. Jimmy Johnson's Swagger. Stinger sound. you know, it also sounds like a cologne, doesn't it? Jimmy
Swagger?
Johnson's
yeah,
Swagger.
A little bit.
It does. But I was the consulting psychologist for Jimmy's book, Swagger.
Really?
Stinger sound. Yes. Which will be out November 15th, I believe. Yes. I was a consulting psychologist. That's a very big budget. That's a very big job in this kind of project because there is so much psychology in Jimmy's book.
Yes.
Because, as you know, Jimmy himself achieved the level of master of psychology.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is a 32nd degree psychologist. You reach that degree, you become a master of psychology. And that's what Jimmy was.
He used it in his coaching all the time.
He did, Krieg. He absolutely did. And just working with Jimmy was such an experience. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
his knowledge of psychology was so much deeper than anything I've ever seen.
Really?
Unbelievable, yes. Hmm. He knew me in a way that few men have ever known me.
Huh.
Yes, he could look right through my soul. I mean, he would know my deepest desires even before I knew them.
I can't wait to tell Gordo this.
It was unbelievable sitting across from him. Yeah, where is Gordo?
I don't know, but he always doubts that Jimmy was really...
I know. I've heard that on your program before, and I never understood that. Yeah. Jimmy clearly is a master of psychology.
Yes. Yeah.
How else do you win two Super Bowls without being a master of psychology?
He has tremendous knowledge.
I mean, he has... What?
What?
You said knowledge.
No, I didn't.
You pronounced knowledge weird.
No,
But yes, Jimmy once told me the story. You know, Jimmy and Jerry did not have a good religion, Jimmy.
What was that?
Still don't.
I didn't catch that. Don't have a good relationship.
Yes. It got worse.
And Jimmy told me the story about how Jerry once begged him to allow Jerry on the sidelines with a whistle around his neck and a clipboard.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah, Jerry just wanted to be able to. He said that he wanted to put a check mark on the clipboard after every play as if he were checking off the plays after they ran them.
Okay.
Jimmy nixed that idea.
Uh-huh.
And Jerry also wanted to wear coaching shorts with a cucumber stuffed down in there. But Jimmy wouldn't let him.
Well, that's probably good.
He said it would be distracting in coaches' meetings. Jerry also begged Jimmy to let him cut some players to give the impression that he was in football charge.
I can believe that.
In football charge.
And Jimmy actually relented on this one and said yes and gave Jerry a list of players that he could cut. But Jerry messed that up, and he cut Troy Aikman because he didn't recognize him. That's how little Jerry knew about football at the time.
Amazing.
Jimmy was so mad he had to go hire Troy back to play the quarterman position. And and the rest, as they say, is his story.
Yes. That is amazing.
But
What?
Jimmy's mastery of human psychology... He knew how to motivate players. That is how he knew how to motivate players.
That's right.
Because he had achieved that 32nd degree in psychology.
Yes.
He came up with an ingenious plan to get players to play hard for him by threatening them with losing their job. Only a master of psychology.
Correct.
Could possibly know that and figure it out. Jerry was such a master of psychology. I once saw him raise an X-Wing fighter out of a swamp using only his mind and his extended arm.
I think that was a movie.
And then he begged me to strike him down so that he could become more powerful than I could possibly imagine. That was Jimmy. That's how ingenious he was with psychology.
Yeah.
And I got to be his consulting psychologist.
I had no idea y'all worked together.
Jimmy Johnson, swagger, stinger sound.
Well, may I ask you something? Because we wanted to talk to you about the psychology of the Cowboys starting 6-2.
Oh, my goodness. And boy, do I have some books for you about the Dallas Cowboys.
You do?
Yes. I have this one. This is called Twice the Production at a Quarter of the Price, the Tony Pollard Method of Winning. Each of you there to go on top of your Jimmy Johnson.
Seems like every GM would like to read that.
Indeed. And I also have a new book by Zeke Elliott called Riding the Pine, My Story of Life Wearing a Headset.
He's already written a book.
It's about the new chapter in his life right now.
Quick turnaround.
This is called, here's one for you. Oh, you guys may like this. This is called Don't You Forget About Me by Cooper Rush, with a foreword by the band Simple Minds.
Yeah, I remember that song.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And, hey, do we have any Biscuit Brewing fans in the house?
Oh, yeah, right here.
Good. This one's called I'm Off to a Good Start, But I'm Completely Worn Out by Luka Doncic.
He is playing a lot of minutes.
And if I just could tease an up-and-coming project, I'm a consultant on the Jerry Rebuttal book, which doesn't have near as much psychology in it, but it's called Hey Jimmy, F You.
You worked on both books?
Wow. Double agent.
Bye.
Bye.